The Ones You Trust, written by Caroline Overington and read by Jennifer Valetic. Monday, 12th of October, 1 p.m. Kids get lost in shopping centres all the time, which maybe explains why nobody was all that worried when they saw a small child standing alone near the bottom of an escalator at Gallery Main Street. She was obviously lost. You could tell by the way she kept turning around, like, "Where's my mummy?" She wasn't crying, but she did look miserable. A couple of shoppers hesitated, but the first person to actually approach the girl, at least according to the CCTV footage, was a lean security guard in the Gallery Main Street uniform. He asked her, "Are you lost?" The little girl didn't answer, and because the guard was young and had no children of his own, and because he therefore wasn't sure how much children of her size could understand, he got down to eye level with the girl and simply repeated the same question. "Are you lost?" The child turned, considered him for a moment, then drew her mouth down in a comical way and nodded. "Okay, don't worry," the guard said, rising to his full height. "We'll find your mum." He reached up to his shoulder to press a button on his walkie-talkie. At the same time, he took a quick look around, scanning the gleaming shop fronts and the polished floors for somebody who might be missing a child. They were standing exactly one floor down from a daycare centre called Crayon and Clay, but at that point, nobody made the connection that maybe the little girl had come from there, and why would they? Because at that moment, he saw her. A chunky woman, maybe 60, maybe a little older, was puffing her way through the crowd towards them. She was wearing three-quarter-length pants with a drawstring waistband and a loose T-shirt with a scooped neckline, and she was carrying a coloured backpack.
"Wait, wait,"
she huffed, waving her free hand.
"I'm here."
The guard released the button on his walkie-talkie and watched as the woman hurried up, leaned down, and brought the child into her knees.
"Oh, thank God," she said. "I found you."
"She's with you," said the guard.
"Yes, yes."
The woman was puffed from her exertions, finding it difficult to talk as she tried to catch her breath.
"She ran off," she said. "I meant to be getting her home. Oh, Fox, you scared me."
Holding the girl closer still, she added,
"Please don't run off like that again."
The security guard said, "Fox?"
"Yes, yes, her name's Fox. She's Fox Piper. You're Fox Piper, aren't you, honey?"
Then she said,
"We should go now. Thank you for looking out for her. Thank you again."
The security guard nodded.
"That's okay," he said. "I'm just glad you found her."
The woman agreed, saying,
"I'm glad too."
And that was where the footage ended, with the woman heaving Fox up from the floor into her meaty arms and, with the little girl's boots and the backpack dangling, the two of them just walked away without anyone saying,
"Wait, who exactly are you?"